Unity. I attended the annual Saskatchewan Urban Municipalities Association in Saskatoon in mid-April. The convention provides representatives from resort villages, towns and cities the opportunity to discuss common issues and look for solutions while providing options to gain understanding through breakout sessions and bring concerns directly to the government. The first breakout session I attended was on strategic action to strengthen public trust. There has been a change in atmosphere since we went through COVID. Distrust in all levels of government is higher than ever. Municipal leaders are closer to the electorate than others but must also work to ensure they are regarded as accountable. Be open and honest in your communication with your residents. Secure their trust in your decisions. I also attended a session entitled Relating Municipal Well-being to Community Planning. While Saskatchewan has a healthy economy, the province also has some of the highest rates of family violence and suicide. Providing places for families to gather is most important, where young and old can connect. Arts, culture and leisure activities contribute to well-being, which includes community recreation facilities, drama performances, dance recitals, music festivals, movies and other social activities. Unity offers a blend of options. It's important for people to feel they belong to the community, is the message we heard on this topic. Mental health issues were discussed often at the convention and residents are reminded that Unity's senior warriors are hosting a mental health and resilience afternoon open to students, parents and community members May 4. One of the biggest draws of the SUMA convention is the Bear Pit session, where delegates put questions directly to the provincial government. My question was to Minister of Health Paul Merriman and Minister for Rural and Remote Health Services Everett Hindley. The Saskatchewan Health Authority tenders out pharmacy services for long-term care homes in the province. Where there is one pharmacy in a community, that pharmacy would service the care home. By tendering out in communities with more than one pharmacy, it takes away the family's choice to support those with whom they are comfortable. The services are paid for by the residents or their families and where the paperwork goes shouldn't make a difference. Minister Hindley said he will familiarize himself with Unity's situation. SUMA provides separate sector meetings. At our town sector meeting topics ranged from developing joint resolutions with SARM, our rural neighbors, following up on past resolutions, mutual aid agreements for volunteer fire protection, the RCMP retroactive pay and the ability to question the different ministries in the Bear Pit session. President's Banquet Awards. Tuesday evening at the President's Banquet Awards were given to those who have served their communities as members of council and staff. Our neighbor, Wilkie, had three recipients this year. Mayor David Ziegler, Councillor Alex Majewski and Administrator Lana Gurain for a combined total of 83 years of service to the community. The prestigious Scoop Lurie Award for Outstanding Service went to Jim Toy, who started his career in administration in Unity in 1985. Reminders for residents. I also want to issue these reminders to residents. Construction will begin on First Avenue as soon as possible. Please watch for detour signs. Continue to access the businesses on First Avenue by using the streets and back alleys. The parking lot for the doctors, town office, library, dentist and Sun Life Financial will be open for much of the time. This project will cause many challenges for businesses and residents in the coming months. However, the end result will serve us well for decades to come. Please have patience as we work through the process.